Raison, what's going on?
Nothing much. I'm good. How are you?
Were you asked to do this, or were you told to do this?
It was proposed to me, and I said, yeah, why not?
Well, how much did you know? I guess because your dad was on the show last year.
Yeah, I watched his show with you. It was, yeah, I mean, like, I didn't know too much about it. I watched a couple videos before coming here. But, yeah, like, I'm excited.
How old are you, man?
I'm 18.
You're 18 years old?
Yeah.
Did you just turn 18 or you're closer to 19?
Just turned 18.
You just turned 18?
Yep.
And you're getting into construction?
Yeah.
How's that feel?
Feels good. Feels different. Most of my friends don't do it, but...
What do you think of construction?
I like it. It's a field that I want to get into when I get older.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Stay close to the mic. Yeah. What's the first thing that you picked up about construction?
First thing I picked up, because of my father, was like, to work, it doesn't mean about the money. Like, never look at money. I always had to look at success and being successful in my job and doing good at what I do.
When I first met your dad, I guess the one word that I could kind of translate to what I thought about him was efficiency. Mm. I see how he sees how he can be more efficient.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, how he looks at, you know, the construction is almost a slow-moving machine. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what country you're in. It's just, and I think there's lots of opportunity in construction.
Yeah.
Whether you're here in North America, in Canada, or if you're overseas there, I think there's a lot of missed opportunity too. And that's where I guess you're mm-hmm. coming into it now, because he's educating you on what he's learned efficiency-wise, mm-hmm. but now you're going to find your own efficiencies, right?
Exactly. I always have to work with what he taught me and also my experiences as well, right? Yeah. What I learned and all that, yeah.
Why do you think that you're, well, hang on, we're getting way ahead of ourselves. So Raison's here, general coordinator of EBS, right?
Correct, yeah.
Now the official name is EBS Global, but it's basically Engineering Building Solutions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Global. That's what EBS stands for.
Brand new company, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Relatively.
Yeah, in the works, right? Yeah.
Okay. And then you can reach them at Raison, which is Razan, at ebsglobal.ca. And then you can find them on IG under EBS Global. Okay. Yeah. So you guys are getting into what? You describe it.
Well, what we want exactly is to transition everyone from wood framing, the traditional thing, to steel framing.
Which is a huge, traditional wood framing is a huge North American mindset.
Yeah. Especially in Canada too, yeah.
I don't know any other parts of the world that's doing all wood framing outside of North America.
I know European countries usually use like concrete or stuff like that, but I'm not too sure. I know Canada's a big big lumber industry.
Yep. Well, we've got a lot of trees.
Exactly.
So it kind of makes sense. But then also we've got a lot of possibilities with metal.
Yeah, that too. Exactly.
Okay. So I wanted to figure, okay, so you mentioned at the very beginning, not a lot of your friends were considering construction as a career.
Yeah.
Why do you think, or did they tell you?
Well, most of the people, or most of my friends, they look at people making money online, or the lazy way, or not, let's say the fast way.
But you can make money in construction the fast way too.
You could, exactly.
Go back to efficiency.
Exactly. But I guess people like to see that lifestyle on social media, and that's what, like, especially my friends, that's what they chase, right? Like being able to sit at home, make money from their laptop. But that's exactly, like, that's what they're like focused on. And
do you not, like, your younger generation, because I'm a lot older than you, right? Uh-huh. I've got pants and boots and belts that are older than you, unfortunately, right? That's the thing. But do you guys look at things where if it took us 20 years to do something, you guys want to try to figure out in 5 years?
I mean, me personally, I'm not really looking for that. I'm looking for the experience, and like, I'm looking to learn. That's exactly, like, that's what I'm
the substance behind it.
Exactly. Yeah. What I need to do, how can I make myself better? How, like, a bunch of things, right? But, like, this generation mostly looks for an easier way out.
But don't they realize that the easier way out is missed opportunities regarding your character and your personality and who you're going to become as a man, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I realized, right? Like, working online or doing the easier way out wouldn't benefit me as a person, right? But yeah, like, that's why I chose construction, because all the people that I'm meeting, all the, like, for example, here right now, this wouldn't have ever happened if it wasn't for construction.
Yeah. Well, because then you start creating these platforms. You try to connect with people. And it's not that we all have to agree. It's not about all agreeing. It's more about what I think you guys are trying to do. And what also what I learned from your dad was you're trying to figure out a better path.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? So you look at traditional ways of doing construction, but you try to figure out new ways and new machinery, new techniques, new ideas. And then I guess this is going to be your project, like your task where you have to kind of work with the old school way of doing things and then introduce them with the new way of doing things.
Exactly, yeah.
And understanding why there's value in going down the new way of doing things. Mm-hmm. That's a challenge, no?
It is. Most people like to do the traditional way of construction when I have to persuade them into, you know, changing their minds, which is not always easy, like you said.
Yeah, but then they're not afraid to do that when it comes to a new tool.
Yeah.
they actually love it. Like when there's a new tool introduced, they want to learn everything about it. They want to figure out how to master it and then use it. But then when you try to explain to them that tool is directly related to the industry, that you have to change the industry too, which means, unfortunately, you have to change you as a person.
Exactly.
The tradesperson, right?
Most people don't like that.
Why?
But I mean, I think the way I thought of it is, like, let's say a routine, like, you know, brushing your teeth, getting ready.
Yeah.
People are used to routines, right? But I realized that you can't always stick to a routine. Like, there's always going to be someone that thinks of something better than what you thought of in the past.
Yep.
And you'll always have to think of something better than what they thought of.
Okay, so tell us about, you know, EBS. Tell us about what makes you guys different.
EBS, so we have a prefabricated system that basically we engineer we put everything engineered into the program and it will print out a house or a framed house or whatever, a wall that based on what we put into the program. It'll just print it out and it'll be like assembling Legos easier, faster.
So the traditional way of doing something would take how long compared to the new way of doing things with EBS?
So we framed a house with the foundation in 5 days. Like weather permitting and everything.
What do you mean with the foundation? So you poured the foundation and framed the house in 5 days?
Well, we engineered and framed the house in 5 days, not the foundation.
So the foundation was set?
Yeah.
And then you've engineered and framed the house in 5 days?
Exactly.
What was the square footage of the house?
I think like 400.
No,
4,000. 4,000. Sorry, 4,000.
I know. Trust me. We got to go square footage. Imperial versus the rest of the world is all metric. I get it. You guys are all cubic meters and everything like that, right? Mm-hmm. So basically, it translates to 4,000 square feet.
Yeah, roughly.
In 5 days.
Exactly.
Normally, if it was traditional wood framing,
6 months. Depends.
It depends on how intricate and stuff. But you're definitely talking about 2 months.
Yeah. Roughly.
But cost wise, though. Is there efficiency on the cost end? Because if you're doing it for, I'm going to say, a tenth of time, you're going to be dramatically less or more?
They're roughly the same.
Okay.
But other than that, we cut labor costs by a lot. Because it's all, like for example, wood, you got to measure, you got to cut and all that. But it's all like cut for us at the facility. And all we have to do is just get the drawings, connect to the numbers and put them together. That's it.
Is the industry surprised at what you're doing? Like when you, because obviously you're still speaking to engineers, you're still speaking to architects, and then you're eventually speaking to tradespeople.
Exactly.
Are they surprised that here's the schedule, we're going to build this house, it's 4,000 square feet, it will be done by Friday?
Yeah, most people.
And you're talking to them on Monday, I mean.
Yeah, most people are really surprised. Like we get a lot of people that are.
Do they laugh?
No, not really laugh, but their eyes are wide open.
Yeah, they're like, whatever. Yeah.
But then when we actually do show them that, it was done in 5 days, they're shocked. they're in on it, yeah.
Are they worried that it's changing the industry too quickly?
Not really. Most of the people that I've talked to are really like, yes, they're not really used to it, but they're also interested in it. Like it's something new for them too.
I go back to the tool analogy.
Exactly.
Where it's a new idea, a new piece of machinery, and it's going to make construction life a lot better.
Exactly.
Eventually. So they'll have to adopt it, right?
Yeah.
You might as well learn.
Yeah.
And then learn from the best and then focusing from there, right? Mm-hmm. So you guys just rolled out of the gate. You guys got started. So what other projects are you working on currently right now?
We got 3 or 4 projects other than that, ranging from like Napanee, Kingston area to Perry Sound.
Okay.
But other than that, yeah, I think three or four.
Public or private projects?
Not public, public.
Okay, public projects. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. And so basically places that a business.
Yeah.
Right, that people are going to go into. And mm-hmm. you can't build those places fast enough when it comes mm-hmm. to construction. Right. Yeah. So this is going to benefit the industry quite a bit.
Exactly, yeah.
So what's the learning curve like when you get people that are so used to build, even if you get people from commercial mm-hmm. that are used to metal framing, metal construction, working that thing, is there a learning curve?
Well, most people understand like basically what we're selling. They understand all that. Learning curve, maybe not so much. More of an opinion-based kind of curve. If
skepticism. Like it's like you can't be doing this quickly, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're in disbelief, let's say. Yeah, disbelief.
But actually operating in a machine, walk me through. You've got, I guess you're getting the CAD drawings, you're taking drawings from the actual architect and the engineer mm-hmm. that's already started the ball pro. That can get inputted into your machinery, right?
Exactly, right, and into our system, yeah.
And then you're building each component.
Yeah.
And then you're assembling each component as an assembly wall.
Yeah.
And now you're craning it into position, and then you're just assembling each piece together.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And that's it.
That's it.
And then from that point, does it still become traditional construction where you're bringing in the other trades at that point?
The
electrical, the plumbing, the HVAC.
Yeah, we still do need the other trades, but for them also, like, it makes their job way easier because our machines will cut out, like, let's say service holes or flanges for them to wire their HVAC, run anything they want through there. So it is easier.
So then it also invites the idea that we don't have to worry about our weather.
Yeah.
Winters and rains and how we have the changing of springs and the falls, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Where, you know, we need a larger window of opportunity where we have sunny skies, so to speak, clear skies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you guys can take advantage of that. Meanwhile, another neighboring project is having delays at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it will be hard for us to work in those weathers, but then again, it's 5 days, so it's not that long in the weather, right? So yeah, like delays won't, realistically me, I don't see delays being a big problem in our company, but yeah.
How much do you know about, like, have you dove into the traditional ways of doing things? Have you had an opportunity to see a structure be built the way it was, the way it is currently? Actually, it's still currently the way it's built now, mm-hmm. and then compare it to this way. Have you had a chance to do that?
I had. Growing up, like, as a kid, my dad would always bring me to job sites and stuff like that with him.
Yeah.
And I would always, like, I would see how it's being built. Yeah, like, I would walk through it sometimes or see the outside, how the foundation was built from the bottom to the top. And always growing up, I always thought how slow it is and how much it could be faster. Like, I was always thinking how faster we can, you know, get the building done.
To get it sooner, finish sooner.
Exactly.
Where were you seeing the slowdowns? The assembly of material?
That, and also, like, other contractors not coming in on time or not showing up. A lot of things, right? A lot of things. But yeah.
Safety Corner, your weekly guide to safer construction. Introducing Safety Corner, the latest must-watch show from the creators of The Construction Life. Co-hosted by safety expert Philip Farrar and powered by his S1 Safety Division, this 30-minute weekly series cuts through the noise to bring you real footage and raw insights from actual job sites. No fluff, just hard-hitting analysis, and Philip and myself break down what went right, what went wrong, and what could have gone catastrophically wrong. Each week, we tackle the biggest safety issues facing the industry today, sharing the knowledge every tradesperson needs to make it home safe. Whether you're on the job or managing the site, Safety Corner is here to help you build smarter, safer, and better. Tune in to revolutionize the way you approach safety on the job. Catch Safety Corner weekly because safety isn't just important, it's essential. And then I'm just curious on how do you, because I'm sure you're probably have thought about this because your circle of friends is not really all that interested in getting into construction.
Yeah.
Because the majority, and it's not a fault, like the majority of your generation wants to be celebrities. They want to have the shining star before actually doing anything. Yeah. Right. And you, on the other hand, you want to actually do something and do the work and then get the bumps and bruises and then have the shining star. Right.
Yeah.
But how do you invite more people to come into this industry to see that the potential in this industry is great?
Well, I guess they would have to see other people doing it first, right?
Like of their own age group?
Exactly, yeah.
They don't want to listen to us older people? Is that?
I mean, they do. They take, like me, for example, I take a lot of information from older, like people older than me.
Yeah.
But I feel like some kids are very stubborn, or not stubborn, but more set to their own mind. Mm-hmm. Like they have one thing and they want to do that. But I feel like they need to see other people of the same, you know, age or same kind of, age, let's say.
Yeah.
And see them doing it and kind of follow them. Because once they see that, yeah, it's not that bad. And yeah, you can make money, maybe even more than what you can make online. Then
is it primarily the money? Like, is it, they just look at it like if you get into construction, you get started, you're going to be making a little bit less than, I guess, you know, whatever, $50,000 or $60,000, mm-hmm. right? And they look at it more like if I focus on online and I try to become some sort of celebrity influencer or what have you, yeah. I could be making that in 1 week or 1 month or whatever. Yes and no.
Yeah. Right? Let's say, like, they do look at the money. Yeah. Let's say that. Me personally, I don't. I don't really care about money. I just want my work to be done good, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I want it to be good, let's say. Let's say that, yeah.
You want to focus on the project.
Exactly. I want to focus on getting things done, not happiness, but not fun, let's say.
You probably have the same mindset as your dad, where it's like you see an old building that needs to come down mm-hmm. and the possibility in that spot right there, what exactly. could be brought up.
Yeah, I'm always thinking about that. Every time we pass like an older house or older building, I'm always thinking about, you know, what can be done here or what kind of project can be built in this area.
And then other than trying to get more of your generation speaking to each other, explaining to them that the truth is out there, that construction is a viable and good option for a career, mm-hmm. that what else are you thinking that we need to be doing? Do we need to start having more education? Having more people in schools and opportunities and giving them an opportunity to actually, you know, get their hands dirty and get on yep. a job site, right? Like, I'm sure you probably want to invite some of your friends to the job site
yeah.
so they can see what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, I would like to do that, yeah. But I think you made a good point about the school, because construction's not taught in school at all,
no.
actually. It, like, I had to learn through my father and through
you're lucky coworkers. At that point, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
not a lot of kids would get that opportunity where you get invited to. And even when I was visiting your dad in Turkey there, I got mm-hmm. invited to job sites that I'm not familiar yeah. with as well. And that's a huge opportunity for me mm-hmm. because then I get to see how that construction is done there.
Exactly.
And I get to see how those workers work. Mm-hmm. And then I can start comparing it to what my experiences have been all about. Mm-hmm. And then you start having conversations about, well, this is how we do it. This is how you do it. Let's figure out how we do it together.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
A way in the middle, yeah.
And that's what's really key. And that's what you guys are focusing mm-hmm. on with EBS, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And then, so what do you... Tell me a little bit about your day-to-day business now. You just finished high school.
Yeah, just finished high school.
Okay.
I wanted... Me and my dad, we both agreed. Like, I wanted to take a year off and focus on work and the business. Because, yeah, we're just starting up, too.
Where were you planning on going right after high school?
I was looking at any Toronto university, like UFT or Ryerson.
Studying, what were you going to major?
Some kind of business program. Or
okay.
I was, if I could, like a civil engineering program. Or
okay.
Like, I was still looking into it, but I decided I wanted to get more hands-on experience instead of going to university, coming out clueless, and then, you know, being clueless from there. At least when I come out of university now, I already have an idea where I can apply those theories or yep. what I learned in university to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what kinds of hands-on experience did you get so far working on? Were you on that project, the 4,000 square foot one?
Yeah, I was on it, yeah.
Okay.
I helped with the studs, like getting them out of the machine. There were some problems with the machines. I helped fix the machines with the other mechanical engineers.
Like digital, like technical problems, or no, like more on the data side of things.
More on the data and more on the actual machine side of things too.
Okay.
Because there were some adjustments we had to make.
Because this is the first time that you guys are using these machines.
Exactly, yeah, we so also had to learn.
So you guys had a learning curve itself.
Exactly.
Right? But then mm-hmm. once you figured out those bugs, then everything mm-hmm. was kind of fine where,
smooth.
Yeah, and then so at that point you were assembling walls.
Yeah. Walls and like we do roofs as well.
Trusses. Floor systems as well?
Yeah, like decking and stuff like that, yeah.
Wow.
We do a lot of everything.
So what's the biggest panel that you can create to get hoisted into position?
I believe one panel can stretch two floors, like one wall panel. So
really?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're going 20 plus feet?
Roughly, yeah.
Wow. And then you're hoisting that into position?
Yeah. So with the crane.
I can see how that could become 5 days.
Yeah.
Which is really, it's not the way construction is these days, no, right? It's not.
Not at all.
But people need to pay attention that this is the way construction is going to be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, for example, if you go down Toronto, you'll see all the, like, the Eglinton line.
Yeah.
It's been, since I was born, it's been going on.
And I'm laughing because unfortunately that's the truth.
Yeah, it is.
Which is a shame.
Like, that was actually one of my first inspirations. Seeing that, because we would go on school trips by the construction all the time, and I would
you
always
guys were brought to the Eglinton
not there, like the Royal Ontario Museum or yep. stuff like this
yeah.
on a school trip. I always tell my teachers, like, this is, you know, unacceptable. How from when I was young till I'm 12 years old now, it's been 12 years. It's
did
still,
they have any answers?
No, they all just said it's Toronto, it's Canada.
Did you, it was really funny you bring that up because I just saw a recent clip from 1963 with mm-hmm. an actor, Vincent Price at the time, was talking about, he was being asked, what do you dislike about Toronto? And he said the traffic. And this was 1963.
Wow.
So if he was alive today, I can imagine what
what he would say.
Well,
yeah.
Actually, he's probably rolling in his grave. Like I just, it's gotten worse. I agree yeah. with you. That LRT should have been opened up a long time ago. And
yeah.
I think what's happening is right now you're getting, you know, Spideyverse. Mm-hmm. You're getting everybody just pointing at each other instead of actually finishing the job.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, someone
that's
has
efficiency,
to,
right?
Yeah, yeah. It is. Someone has to take responsibility, right, and start making things a lot faster than what it is now.
Where do you see the possibilities of EBS, like this new way of tackling construction? Where do you see it?
Personally, I see it in like in Canada, we have shortages of houses, like
yeah.
a housing crisis.
Yeah,
I see that being a good fit for it, since we can, like, you know, produce a lot of houses at a fast rate of speed. And also, let's say, like, any country with, like, Ukraine, how they need new infrastructure and new mm-hmm. new houses mm-hmm. will be like a really good fit for them, because we'll do our job, everything will, all the frames will be done, and all they have to do is their rest of the work.
I was recently, I had a visit of a house that's being built in Toronto, mm-hmm. upper high-end home, and I was amazed that he told me, the homeowner, that the floor system was a commercial grade floor system. So it was a metal floor mm-hmm. system specifically patented towards a company, and then you're pouring, because he was already on the path to do a radiant floor system. Mm-hmm. So he needed the structural component regarding that floor system. So he needed a metal strength flooring. And this particular product is just, it's a corrugated metal that just folds onto each other, but it also has a channel so you can run mechanicals through it.
Like heated floors and
yeah, everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But also you can run your plumbing, your electrical, mm-hmm. everything on the other underside of it. And when there was an opportunity when I got into the basement, he actually showed me the system.
Oh,
and I was like, that makes so much sense. Like, mm-hmm. he already knew that he was going to go down a certain path regarding the radiant floor heating. He knew that he had to run a lot of mechanical, mm-hmm. but he also wanted the spans. So then he didn't have any funny structural posts. He had full spans going on. And this mm-hmm. was a commercial product mm-hmm. being used in a residential application. Mm-hmm. And then he also started doing a number of the walls in metal framing. And he did that because he wanted the walls to be true. He didn't want any crown in, crown out, as you mm-hmm. know, probably, yeah, yeah. you know, traditional wood framing. You have to get, you know, you got to get the framer to come out there, and they've got to exactly. pick the lumber to make sure which ones are good, bad, or mm-hmm. you're going to throw away. And with metal, you don't.
Yeah.
Each one comes out exactly the way it's supposed to come out.
Exactly.
So when you assemble it, and I noticed that when I was walking through, I saw all of his walls were completely true. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I could only imagine, I didn't take a level to the floor, but the floor is the same thing as
same
well.
Same thing, yeah. I mean, it's because the way those metals are being put into the machine is, there's only one way it could be formed into, right? And that's where, like, with wood, you might get someone that cuts a little uneven yeah. or whatnot, right?
And just travel. Well, I guess when you're kiln drying the wood and you travel it and then you get it to site and then you unsnap it. Mm-hmm. You're going to see which ones are bad. And
yeah.
you're not, every single piece is not going to be a good piece. And then you start as a framer trade, deciding which ones are going to be used in areas that we can sacrifice versus mm-hmm. you guys, every single one's being used for a specific reason.
Exactly. Yeah. And like you said, we like every single one is being used, where on the other hand, we cut down on waste and stuff like that.
There isn't any waste with you guys, is there? I mean, are there off-cut waste?
Or? It will, when we cut and it has a precise cut, it will cut a little piece of waste that will drop out with the stud that comes out the machine.
Yeah.
So we'll have little bits, but
that's metal waste that you can recycle.
Exactly. Exactly. And make money off of it again.
Yeah, yeah. Which even with wood waste, you can't really, I mean, you can get it to a certain business that can chip it up or whatever, and then you can reuse it that way, but that's far and few. I mean, you guys are using a lot less waste, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So where's the downside?
Well,
is there any downside?
Personally, I don't see a downside. I'm fascinated in the system, like myself. I like it a lot. But like from what I've researched and done, it seems better than wood to me.
I agree with you. It makes a lot of sense. Are you guys focusing on both? You guys are going to go both full steam on public and private projects, or are you guys going to focus more on public projects and then do the occasional private project?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Mainly public, sometimes private.
Because there's still more creativity to be used on the private side of things. Mm-hmm,
exactly.
But then the efficiency and the speed that you can go on the public side of things.
It's just way better, yeah.
So, technically speaking, if you guys are framing a project in 5 days, you can get it weather tight very quickly.
Yeah, very quickly.
That's crazy. Wow.
It is. It's a different style of construction. Like, most people are reacting the same way as you are right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I see it going pretty far for Canada, especially for our housing crisis.
Yeah.
Like we can frame maybe, 50 houses in two months, maybe.
In 10% of the time that exactly. It would take the same amount to do traditionally.
Exactly.
What about customization? What about, like, is there a lot of room to get customized projects where you have things that are a little more stricter, I guess, than just straightforward boxes, right?
It would take longer than 5 days, obviously. It wouldn't be like a traditional, just, cut and go, but
apples and apples, comparing it to traditional wood framing,
still quicker.
It's going to take longer too to do it that way, right? You guys are still going to be faster.
Yeah, of course. Because at the end of the day, a machine is cutting it for us, right? Instead of us going and measuring and whatnot, it's the machine cutting it for us and us just assembling. That's it.
Are you guys just focusing, you're in up in North Air, Barrie, right? Mm-hmm. So you're basically focusing up there right now?
We have a mobile factory, so we can ship it to anywhere all over the world. That's where you get global from, because
And then the idea is that you can start popping it up the machines, and then would you have to train the workforce there, or you're bringing the workforce with you?
Bringing the workforce with you.
Because they already know how to do it, right?
Yeah, we could also train the workforce there too, if that's a problem, but... Yeah, mainly bringing the workforce with us.
Now, I'm just thinking out west construction-wise, Vancouver, BC, and also Alberta, they're very heavily on the seismic side of things, right? So but that's an engineering. You guys are coming in on the engineering side as well, too.
Exactly.
So if a structure is requiring that extra structural engineering component, that's a factor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll all put that into factors when engineering the building itself. But yeah, it shouldn't be a problem for like those seismic areas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was the first thing that you were fascinated about when you started putting the two together?
The quickness, honestly.
Yeah.
Like the efficiency. That's what really caught my mind. Like how we're doing this so easily and so fast compared to the traditional way that it can't really compare, in my mind, at least in my mind.
Are you ready to build a life that's not just fulfilling on the job site, but off the job site too? Welcome to Building Joy, the podcast series from TCL that's all about crafting a brighter, more satisfying existence in every corner of your life. I'm Manny Nevis, the host of the Construction Life TCL podcast, and together with happiness life coach Teresa Greco of the Steps to Happiness, we're laying the blueprint for true happiness. Every episode, we dive into real challenges and opportunities construction workers face in their pursuit for joy. From the long hours and the physical grind to the alliance and pride in the job well done, we're here to show you how to bring more joy into your work, your personal life, and everything in between. Got a story, a question, or just need some advice, we're all ears. Email us at manny@theconstructionlife.com or steps2truehappiness@gmail.com or drop us a message on social media at @TCL_theconstructionlife or @TeresaGreco_steps2happiness. At Building Joy, we know that happiness isn't just a dream. It's something you can build one brick at a time. So tune in, connect with us, and start laying the foundation for a happier, more fulfilled life. After all, the greatest structure you'll ever build is the life you lead. Join us on Building Joy, where we're constructing a better tomorrow, one episode at a time, because life's too short to settle for anything less than joy. What are your friends saying now? Now they've seen it, right?
Yeah, they have. They have. Most of them are asking for jobs and whatnot. Okay. I've brought a couple to take a look, and you know, most of them have changed their minds and said, like, you know, this is good. This is amazing. But like, then again, it's only a small percentage. Just my friends, right?
Yeah.
There's also the other whatever percent of the world of younger generation that thinks differently.
I'm just curious on your generation, outside of the wanting to be celebrities and influencers, what other career options are on the table for that generation of people?
Well, there was also like the traditional go to university, you'll get a good job at the end. There is that.
Still apply to today?
I'll give a very biased answer.
Okay, because yeah, I get it.
I think that you need experience,
yes,
before going into it. Like,
I agree.
I know some people that are older than me that come out of university knowing nothing, and you know, like they do the
nice 4-year vacation.
Exactly. Yeah,
but I agree. I think you're doing a smart thing by actually getting on the job site and understanding how construction has a possibility to be changed and to be changed for the better, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you can have this, and then you can decide on whether or not you want to go and get formal education for something and then come back and continue that path, right?
Exactly. And it would be pretty easy for me because I already did it before my education. So,
well, it's good that your friends, that generation is looking at construction differently now.
Yeah.
Right? That this, and I've always said it on the show so many times, that there's more to construction than just swinging the hammer.
Yeah.
There's innovation. Exactly.
Yeah.
There's companies right now that are working on machines, no different than what you guys are doing, and other products that are contributing to construction, that are, you know, helping out with construction to make it more efficient, more cost effective, more profitable, and also cater to the masses and start creating products that, you know, like you said, the shortage of homes and things like that. We need more places there. So if we can build a home in 5 days, get it structurally framed,
why not?
You might as well look at, and then there's possibilities for more people to look at and go, well, we can even make that more efficient, or we can start implementing these ideas or that idea. And then they can start fine tuning those and then getting them on the books and then presenting those to you guys, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So where else are you at? So you mentioned Ukraine, you mentioned North America. What other parts of the world? Because I know when your dad was here, he was looking to try to expand Van Horn to go into a bunch of markets as well.
So Van Horn right now, it's in Turkey at the moment. We're trying to branch out to
other. I was at the new offices.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got to. Well, they were still constructing it, putting it together.
Istanbul, Ankara.
Sorry?
In what city?
I wouldn't be able to. I'm trying to remember where it was, but I did get a chance to go up to the. And they were just finishing up. They were just getting ready because I think there was some meetings happening in that same week or something. Mm-hmm. So I had an opportunity to see it while it was still in construction, which was great.
That's good.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
It's different, though, eh?
Yeah. The buildings there, everything's slightly different. It's not that it's like. It was educational for me
to
look at it and just see how it's working, right?
Exactly,
I know he always mentioned there was a lot of traffic there, and I was like, there's traffic there, but it moves, not like Toronto traffic. Toronto,
just stay still.
It's almost like parked cars in Toronto.
Yeah.
That's all it is, with no meters on them.
Yeah.
In Turkey, at least the traffic's moving.
It's
constantly moving. Everybody lets each other in. Mm-hmm. And then, because everybody has to get to point B.
Exactly.
That's all it is, right? So I like that. I like cities that, because then now you can get people that are in construction moving.
Yeah.
Getting to the work that they need to get to do the work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Turkey is another, what other cities or what other countries?
We're trying to get into New Zealand.
Okay.
Dubai. Okay. We're in the works of Dubai as well. But yeah, our main goal is being global, like all over the world. We have a convention in Poland to help rebuild Ukraine.
Okay.
So yeah, that's also in the works. But, and we also have, well, in domestically, the Toronto Business Convention, I think it's called. Or
I wouldn't know. Okay.
Yeah, December 5th, December 6th, there's a convention.
There's a building show around that time.
Building show. Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are speaking there?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. At one of the symposiums there.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. About what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
You guys going to be at the Concrete Expo in February or?
Not sure yet, but okay. If it does catch our eye, then yeah, we would be there.
What else do we need to know?
I mean, about the company, that's about it. Like,
well, no, about yourself, about myself? The company, and yeah.
I mean, what would you guys like to know about me?
I know, I'm just curious. I'm always fascinated about new ideas, new techniques, right? And I always skew towards how we can customize it, because I guess the argument becomes, I've had a lot of conversations about modular building, right? Like streamlining certain things. And the first question that's always asked is that, you know, can you tell that this building is modular, this building is traditional? And I just think that, I think we're past that now. Yeah. I think that this is a new way to construct, and it's no longer about this building is modular and this building is traditional. It's just like, this is a new tool in the toolbox.
Exactly, yeah.
That's how I'm looking at it, right?
Yeah, and that's how we want it to be looked at as well, right?
So it becomes a norm at that point.
Yeah, that's what we're aiming for.
So what's going to, I mean, is there going to be a downside to the traditional wood framing tradesperson? Because not a lot of wood frame tradespeople do the metal framing.
Yeah, I mean, it would affect the woods trade a lot, actually.
But they would pick it up quickly.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not hard. It's not something hard to learn. Even me and myself, no university background, I picked it up pretty quick. So, yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be. It would affect their jobs at the beginning, like the first couple months, I would assume, right? Once they pick it up, it'll be, like butter. It'll be pretty easy.
Well, it's no different than, like Gary Vaynerchuk talked about how for every stage of technology coming forward, it kind of displaces the previous technology.
Exactly, yeah.
But you have to look at this as an opportunity that it's displacing one or maybe many trades, but it's actually opening up the door to many more trades, right? Yeah,
exactly.
That's how I'm looking at it. So there's opportunity here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there is. And then plus it helps you. If you're a wood framer and you learn how to do the metal framing, now you have all that knowledge.
Exactly.
You're actually more valuable now.
Exactly, yeah.
As a tradesperson. So it makes a lot of sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think we should be doing more here in Canada to get more people interested in just getting into construction?
I mean, I would say make it more friendly, maybe. Not because me going into construction at first, I thought it was going to be all like,
The stereotype?
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. Yeah, I thought that's how it would be.
Like a lot of yelling,
more people like strict. And but it wasn't really like that. People are joking around, having a good time. And, even though we're working, even though we're doing our job, it's still a good time. It's not like I'm bored or I'm not having any fun. Like it's pretty fun for me. Yeah.
The building that you mentioned, when's that going to be finished?
Should be done.
The first one that you guys...
Two, three months.
Two, three months? Yeah, something. I'd love to actually go take a look at it. It's up in Barrie.
No. There's one in Napanee. Yeah, Napanee.
Where's Napanee?
By Kingston. 50 kilometers away from there.
That's a little bit of a drive. We were just around there doing a couple of shows. Yeah, we were by Ivy Harbor, which is just past Kingston.
We go right before Kingston. Right,
so we were around there, not too far. Mm. That's interesting. Yeah. And it's a private residence?
Nursing home.
Okay,
it's extension to a hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. I don't know what else. What do you want me to, I don't know what else. I'm just curious.
I'm here to answer your questions.
I know, because I only know too much about EBS because Zeki just told me a little bit about it, just launched it. I saw the video. I know you guys are touring the facility, but that facility was the one that is in New Zealand. Was that the right or no?
It's in Barrie.
Oh, that's in Barrie.
Yeah. Our facility is located in Barrie, yeah.
Okay, all right. Oh, you guys set up the plant up there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, I got to go check that out as well, too.
Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to see you there.
Yeah. So, sorry, I actually asked you earlier about your day-to-day. What goes on in your life these days when you wake up in the morning?
I like to wake up early. That's one
What's early to an 18-year-old?
I mean, early to an 18-year-old would be, 7, 8. but maybe 12, 11. For me, I wake up at 5. Okay. It's good for me. Like, I realized.
What time you go to bed?
10, 11. I fall asleep kind of later.
All right, so you're getting up early. You're getting pretty early, yeah?
Yeah, I like to. Sometimes I'll go to the gym in the morning or sometimes in the evening. Depends on how busy my day is. But yeah, like, it would be wake up, get ready, either go to the gym or go straight to work. And after that, I'm just with my brother and family, and that's it.
So when you're on the job site, you're going to work, what are you doing? What's a Monday for you? What's what's the week like for you?
Well, first I'll like see how the day is going at the, I like to go to the plant first, like the facility.
Yep.
And I'll take a look at how everything's going. And usually I'll look for problems or things that people are stuck up on, like in the plant itself.
Yep.
I'll try to fix it. If I can't fix it myself, I'll bring one of the engineers to help me fix it. Other than that, I'll take a nice drive to some of the job sites near the facility.
Mm-hmm.
Look for problems in the site.
Yeah.
And report them back to my father.
Are you more fascinated, Rezan, about problem solving on the digital side or on the construction side?
Construction side. Yeah. I'm more into like the hands-on and how things can be better and how it can, you know, like, I feel like there's a lot of like methods that people are using now that could be integrated into like a faster, better way.
Can you think of one that you can share that you saw recently or?
Like, obviously the wood, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Another thing could be like, for example, concrete, the way it's spread, instead of, you know, having, because when we spread concrete, there's maybe 4 or 5 guys doing it. Instead of having 4 or 5 guys, maybe have 2 guys, but then, you know, it would need like a better tool, like something like that, a better tool to help spread it quicker and more efficiently.
It's for many decades been designed by the size of the tool regarding leveling out concrete is designed in the parameters of the individual person.
Mm-hmm.
So you got one person and this is the length of the tool that they can use to spread it, where I agree with you. I've started to see larger spreading apparatus, but they're machinery based.
Exactly.
They're not individual based, right? So you can actually start, the easiest thing when it comes to concrete, and any kid will learn this, when you're making a little small concrete pad and you need to screed it, you need 2 sides for it.
Exactly.
All you're doing in your application, what you're talking about is that all you have is a bigger screen. And then you're going to both sides and going at the same time. Physically, a tradesperson can't do that on their own.
That's
but
why
a machine can, right? Yeah.
I mean, like, people also have their thoughts on machines, like how they can, you know, take over some trades and whatnot. But also then you need the person to operate the machine, right?
Yes.
So
maintain the machine.
Exactly, maintain and whatnot. But yeah, it's a very like biased topic, I feel like.
What was your thought on Optimus when it was introduced?
Optimus, what do you mean by that?
Elon.
Elon. Huh. Scary.
Yeah.
Scary. It's something new. I would like to, you know, take a look at it. I've
seen a robot hang drywall.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Lift it
up
and screw it together.
I've seen that. It would help us with the construction world too.
Yep.
But then it would also be, it actually would help with costs as well, because then again, we only need to buy the robot instead of paying the robot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, it's kind of scary, like a robot. I don't know. It's a very new thing for me.
It's interesting that you're saying that it's scary. Okay. No, because I think the same way. I'm kind of like, it's scary and interesting at the same time.
Yeah.
Where I don't know where the possibilities are just yet.
Exactly.
I mean, I've seen the robot hanging the drywall. Is it fast? No.
No.
I've seen trades guys
do it faster.
A lot faster, right? Like when you actually see professionals do that specific trade and they're good at it, you don't want to even stand in their way because they are very, very efficient. So I'm waiting for that robot to get to that point and I don't know if that robot can get to that point.
Yeah. I mean, then again, it would need a lot of edits and whatnot from the people that produce it. So I guess it would, if that were to ever happen, I guess it would be later on in time, maybe a couple of years.
Well, it's good that they're tinkering with it. It's good that it's being discussed. It's good that they're experimenting, they're trying it. you guys are doing something similar because it's modular. Instead of building the wall on the floor as you keep on going up, you're building the wall and the floor and then hoisting it into position and then assembling it to the other neighboring walls. And then you're going up from that point. So you guys are speeding things up that way, which makes sense. So eventually at some point, you guys might be able to hoist up the whole floor.
Yeah, maybe like again, it would take a lot of like I said for the robot, it would take a lot of trial and error.
Yeah,
and we would like right now we're still kind of in the beginning. We got an idea of how to make things quick, but then again, like it can always get better in the future, more quicker.
Yeah. Meet Jonathan Sinelli, the visionary behind People First Leadership. Jonathan is not your average leadership coach. His people-first leadership approach focuses on putting people at the core of your strategy, creating workplaces where teams thrive and achieve outstanding results. What sets him apart? Jonathan is a master at asking thought-provoking questions that spark genuine conversations and challenge conventional thinking. His deep empathy helps him understand unique challenges and guide people toward impactful solutions. As an accomplished author, media host of the People First podcast, and seasoned project management expert with a background as an electrician, Jonathan offers unparalleled experience and practical insights. Whether you're interested in a one-on-one coaching or breakout room sessions, Jonathan customizes his approach to your needs. He also travels the world, speaking at conferences and business events, inspiring leaders with his dynamic presentations. Discover how people-first leadership can transform your approach and ignite your team's potential with Jonathan Sinelli. Call Jonathan at 416-717-4139 or email him at jc@jonathansinelli.com or reach out to him on his website at jonathansinelli.com. This message is proudly supported by the Construction Life Podcast. So possibilities, a bunch of possibilities.
Yeah, a lot of possibilities.
Do you feel like I got asked this recently to go speak at a high school. You feel like you're ready to go speak at your high school and go, listen, this is what I'm doing. You guys should consider construction. Or is it too soon?
I'm ready to do it myself. Me, myself, I could speak in front of the high school. But then again, how much people would take that information and use it, right?
Well, it's funny. Earlier you said how they would listen to a person like you more than they would listen to a person like me. But then when you go speak to them as a collective, they probably want to speak to me more than a person like you.
They would like the friendly feeling that I would give around, right?
Yeah.
Like, they would have a connection to me, how, like, they're kind of the same age and whatnot. But I feel like even... If a kid has their mindset or if a person has their mindset, it's very hard to change their mind, you know? It's not an easy job.
But do they realize that not everybody's going to be that shining star social media influencer? Like, the percentage of people that actually are hugely successful on that
is little.
Very little. Yeah. It's like very low single digit numbers, right?
People know that, but I think people don't care. Or maybe they might have the same, enthusiasm as I have for my work, as they have for their work. But then again, like, I'm not into that style of work. I'm more into construction.
Do you believe, Rezon, that the next level of millionaires in the future are going to be coming from trades, from construction?
I do, especially from Canada, too.
Really?
Our country is pretty young, like, compared to the U.S. and stuff.
Yep.
Like, if you go... Like, even Barrie, like, right now, it's still, like, newly being built. There's still, like, new condos and stuff.
There's a lot of work going on.
Yeah, a lot of cranes, a lot of stuff there. But if you go out of Barrie, like, Orillia area, there's nothing. It's just trees and
lots of opportunity.
Yeah, lots of opportunity.
That's what you're seeing. You're seeing a bunch of opportunity there.
I am.
But we have an economical downturn right now. It's not like things are changing, but a lot of people are comparing it to the COVID years where they were talking, you know, like we saw spikes there, but now we're seeing leveling out now.
Yeah, I mean, it's also like as time plays out, right? We'll see how it goes. But like the economy, like economy-wise for people buying houses, that might be hard at right now, especially right now with the inflation and everything. Yeah. But I think in the future, things should get better. Yeah.
So other than construction, hanging out with the brother or what else? What do you do for fun?
I'm a family guy. I like to hang around family, cousins.
But your dad's always jet setting. He's always just when we were getting our drinks there, and thank you so much for lunch there. He was just saying to me that he's flying out this weekend, and he's off to here, and he's off to here, and I was like, nothing's changed with this guy.
Very busy man.
Yeah.
But the thing that I look up to from my dad is that he's very motivated. Mm-hmm. He has a lot of like I said about the kids. If he puts his mind to something, he will do it. Like, that's for sure. I've growing up, I've heard his dreams. I've heard what he has to tell me. And now that I'm 18, I'm seeing them come true.
Did he approach you first or you approached him regarding construction?
I approached him. I wanted, like when I was in high school, I always worked summers, winters. That was my thing. Like, people would be like, oh, we're not going to hang out with you during winter or summer because we know you're going to be working. I'm like, yeah, it's why, like, I want to do this. You know, like, if I didn't do it then, right now, it would be really hard for me to go to work, right? So,
or to see the interest in the work.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, even like when I first started, I was bored. Like,
how old were you at that time?
15, 16, around
and
there.
You were bored?
Not bored, like.
But no, but what were you doing? What were you asked to do?
I was on the site. I was helping like other guys, like learning. I wanted to learn how exactly to build these things, right?
Yeah.
What to look for? What's wrong? What's right? So I learned all that, and I was thinking like, you know, I'm so tired. I don't like this. But then like I thought to myself, what else can I do, right? And what else is there really for me? I realized that construction is probably the best choice for me.
When did you start? So at 15, you started realizing this isn't really for me. I don't like it as much.
Not even just that. More of like, I had the same mindset as other kids. Like, yeah, not really like that. Yeah.
You're probably thinking, well, all my friends are outside playing, or all my friends are hanging out somewhere. Mm-hmm. And here I am on a job site. Why am I on a job site?
Yeah, I used to think that when I was young, even though I wanted to go on the job site myself. But like, it all paid off good for me, because now going to work, it's not a problem. Like, all my friends, most of my friends, they're in school. They have their own life going to school. But me, I'm going to go to school next year, but I enjoyed this 1 year of going to work.
Yep.
And actually learning stuff that I didn't learn in school. So yeah, it's a good experience for me. Very good experience.
So why didn't they teach you it in school?
Well,
just the way the system's set up.
Yeah, like I feel like that's something they also need to change. The system, like, I know in some countries, like in Turkey, in high school, you can choose a department that you go to. Like, if you want to be in trades, or if you want to be an accountant or whatnot, you can take certain, like, a program for those, like, certain things, like those jobs. I think they should integrate something like that here too.
I was really impressed when I did get a chance to speak to some of the younger people in Turkey there. Mm-hmm. And I was asking them just about how involved they get. Mm-hmm. And they were telling me that at a very young age, they get very involved.
Yeah. And that's something
we don't do that here. I was actually really, really impressed with that they had the mindset to ask a bunch of questions, whether or not they would be the right answer or what have you, but they were at least curious about what's going on in construction, what's going on in this and that.
Exactly.
And then they're 12, 13 years old asking these questions. Meanwhile, people here in North America, 12, 13, are trying to figure out what to buy online, right?
Yeah, or what to do tomorrow, or, you know, like with their friends. But yeah, no, like I think Canada, like our education system, it needs a little change.
It needs an EBS.
Yeah.
Is what it needs, right?
It needs an EBS, exactly.
It needs to evolve, right?
Yeah,
we need to have more opportunities for more people.
Yeah.
We need to start expanding and giving more people in Canada opportunities to try to figure out, where else can we be efficient? What else can we try? Where else can we improve? It's not a matter of just continuously build in the hubs, Toronto, Vancouver, the certain major cities. It's really about, there's other places that we can start building and expanding. Yeah. And then I think we need more of our own homegrown infrastructure. Like, what you guys have built is smart. Mm-hmm. You guys are up there in Barrie, and you guys have built a plant there to start facilitating all this,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Pretty impressive, man.
Yeah.
You're getting the best education right now.
I think so too.
Right?
Personally, yeah.
And technically, you're not paying tuition.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
No, right? So it's amazing. So I gotta ask you the 12 questions. Okay. But everybody can, you can check them out. And sorry, what was the website? EBSGlobal.ca.
Yeah,
and you can reach them at Raison@EBSGlobal.ca and on IG under @EBSGlobal. Raison, right?
Yes.
Raison. I want to make sure I'm pronouncing it right. So is that a Turkish name or a Filipino?
It's a Turkish name.
Turkish name. Okay, yeah. What's your favorite construction word or phrase?
It's a hard one. I like construction word or phrase.
Yeah.
So it can be anything.
Anything.
Even like a material or
anything.
Let's say stud.
Stud?
Yeah.
What's your least favorite tool?
I would go with anything heavy. I don't like heavy tools.
You don't like any? Yeah. You don't like heavy tools?
Yeah.
What do you miss from your childhood?
I miss not having to stress about work and all that, not thinking about anything.
Even now you're diving deep into work.
Yeah, it is stressful, but I miss just being able to just play all day but it is good for me though. It is good.
What construction sound do you love?
I like that the reverse noise of the
Impact gun?
When the bobcats and those big machines.
Oh, the beeping sound?
Yeah, I like that noise.
The reverse one?
Yeah.
What's your favorite beverage?
Iced tea.
Iced tea?
Iced tea, yeah.
What turns you on and what turns you off in construction?
I don't like when there's delays, so that would turn me off. I like when it's fast. That would turn me
when
on.
When everything's running well and smooth?
Yeah, it feels good. It feels good.
Favorite curse word? I don't know if your dad wants you to swear on this. Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not. Leave it alone. What's your favorite vehicle? Any mode of transportation?
I like BMWs.
Which particular one? Or new ones or old ones?
That's hard. The old ones are good. New ones are good too. But I would give it to the older ones. They're classic.
I agree. Yeah. I totally agree. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt one day?
Maybe a lawyer. I was always thinking about that.
Yeah. Construction lawyer.
Yeah.
They're needed.
Yeah.
What profession would you not like to do?
Be a sports player.
You don't want to be a sports player? No. An athlete? No?
I was thinking about it as a kid. I used to play basketball. But when I got older, I didn't see a profession in it.
Why?
It's hard. Very competitive.
Yeah.
A lot of people going up against each other. And I don't know. Not my thing.
Last question, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at those pearly gates?
Sorry, I didn't get what you said.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear if heaven exists, what would you like to hear from God? Man, I can't believe I can't even read this. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at those pearly gates?
How have you been? That would be a good
I like that one.
Yeah,
I like
how have you
that
been?
Well, Raison, thanks so much for making the time.
Thank you.
And good to finally meet you.
Good to meet you.
I saw some pictures of you when I was. Did I see them in Turkey or did I see them here in
maybe
the office? Both. Yeah. And then he was telling me a little bit about you guys. And then, he's a wealth of knowledge. Whenever I'm hanging out with him, you're learning something, right?
Yeah, me too.
So, and he's putting a good team together as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Very good team.
Good. You guys let me know when I can get a chance and check it out. And,
of course, yeah.
Are you jet setting as much as him nowadays or what?
Me, not so much. I'm more in Canada right now.
Okay.
But, probably once university's done, I'll be international around, like my father.
Yeah. Okay. That's it, man. We're all done.
Thank you so
much. Appreciate it so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we're out of here.